We are at 5:21. Are you feeling a bit glum? Yeah, superstition might get you in the mood for this next story. No trick-or-treating this Halloween. That was the recommendation of the province for COVID-19 hot zones, including Toronto. Now, the news was disappointing for many kids and their parents, especially when we could all use a lift right now. But one couple have made a special effort to capture the spirit of the ghost and goblin season. Karen Martin and Trevor Walker have decorated their Hyde Park area home into a Halloween extravaganza, complete with zombies, skeletons, and werewolves. And let's not forget the tower of pumpkins that go straight up into the night sky. Karen Martin, co-conspirator of the Nightmare on Glenlake Avenue, joins us. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell me how Halloween turned into such a huge spectacle at your house.
Well, we live in a very dominant area. There's a lot of schools near us, and all the buses, Catholic, public, French, they all drop the kids on our corner. It's a corner lot that we live in. And it really is really heavy and lousy with children. And we noticed this year, even though the school year was pushed by a week, we noticed that the kids getting off the bus or the ones walking home, we live a couple blocks from the subway, so there's a lot of traffic with kids. And we noticed that they just seem to be downtrodden and not their usual, hey, back to school sort of fun. And we thought, well, you know what? I said to Trev, we should put up Halloween early. Maybe put a spring in their step. Well, it worked.
No, now describe what you've done to the house.
Well, there's a ride from Crystal Beach, if any of you guys remember that amusement park, that has some skeletons. There is a graveyard with some zombies pulling a coffin, maybe real, actually, the coffin, out of the ground. There is some werewolves, a 25-foot tower of pumpkins. There is a child on a surgery bed with her head spinning, you know, like Exorcist. There is another skeleton that's being sawed in half by one of those saws that the old time lumberjacks would use where two men would use it. There is a 12-foot dinosaur. There is a cat on the second story that watches people walk by. It's really tall. A 12-foot Frankenstein. Another guy, oh, the big spider, right, that has the head ripped off of a body with all the, you know, small and long intestines kind of spewing out everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
okay, and what sick mind is actually behind all this?
Oh, that would be Trevor. That's my husband. Every year he grows it bigger and bigger. I don't know what he's going to do next year.
He's just a kid at heart, right?
Oh, yes. You have no idea.
Well, and how many people do you get coming?
Well, I wasn't here last night, but I'm told there was 200 here last night. The cops just left. There was like a herd of horses, real ones. Not I have a dead herd in my yard, too, for the display, but these were real cops on real horses that were just heard about it and were laughing and just sitting on the sidewalk, apparently, a few minutes ago. They come, they literally start from as soon as the buses unload to they go up to like 4:30 in the morning sometimes.
So how many visitors might you get, you know, while you've got the display going?
It's every single night. Trust me, you don't want to get dressed in this house with the curtains open. It is. There's lights everywhere. There's music. There's people outside on the sidewalk constantly.
Yeah.
Like right now, there's probably about 30 people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure every year it's wonderful. You know, I'm sure it's become part of your community. You've been doing this now for, what, is it 15 years or so?
15 to 18 years, something like that.
Yeah.
It started with Christmas, which is a lot bigger, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to check back with you for that. But, you know, I'm just wondering, too, I mean, because of the pandemic, I wonder how special it's become, especially this year. And also with the fact that, you know, public health has said no to trick-or-treating, right? That they're not encouraging that. So what does it mean for the community?
It's, you know what, we're blessed in a way that we have this corner lot so people can come look at it and still be 6 feet apart. It is, you have to see the way the property is laid out to understand that, but they actually can. It is, we've had notes in our mailbox, people thanking us. One woman came up to me and said, you know, thank you so much for making this a normal year after such a bizarre year. Somebody reached out to my husband on Facebook somehow. He was flying in from Poland, doesn't live here, was changing flights, heard about the place, and wanted to know if he could, like, drop by, which apparently he did last night, and then jumped on his flight again. So the community loves it.
Yeah.
We live in the best neighborhood, honestly, in the city.
Well, it's a gift. It's a gift to your community and everyone, and I'll see you there, Karen. I gotta check this out. Yeah. Thanks.
I'll give you a big size.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And all the best with it for this season. Happy Halloween.
Boo.
That's Karen Martin. She and her partner, Trevor Walker, have once again decorated their house big time for Halloween. And the house is now fully decorated. As you heard, they've got a roller coaster of skeletons, howling werewolves, a 6-foot spider, and of course, the sky high Tower of Pumpkins. See it for yourself. It's at 27 Glen Lake Avenue in the High Park area.